It may be in mid-time of my speech. Now, Radhakant Prabhu and Nishant Prabhu should come on here, and you can tell about my publication. Oh, you know that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, by kirtan, by book distribution, in a couple of years he brought a very big revolution in whole world. So we also want that our bona fide books that Swami Maharaj produced and also myself is producing, they should be published in very large number. And now it is going on. Books about 1 crore rupees have been published, and now there is a question of distributing. I don't want that they should remain in cold storage. So I want that you should all help me in distribution of books. You should take some books and distribute. It may be that some profit you can have for going and there, coming. There is some. So I want that they should speak about that how we can distribute. So
So Gurudev has asked me to speak something about book distribution, and he has asked me to help him print and distribute his books. When I first went to see Srila Gurudev, I actually did not go to hear from him. I went to go and sell him some of Srila Prabhupada's books. And he has made the biggest order. And then he told me, and I did not have any faith, he told me, oh, and I want you to help me with my books. So then a long time, after some time had passed, I asked him, Gurudev, you said you wanted like a title or cover idea, then a cover, then print it, then distribute it, then this, then this. I said, Gurudev, what was that? And he says, oh, what is that word in your country? And I said, and a word popped into my head, and I said, bait, Gurudev? He said, yes, bait. I threw it out there, and now I'm just reeling you in. So I want to warn everyone that he is just putting this out there, and then he is going to reel you in. Where is he going to reel us into? Just as Srila Prabhupada reeled us in, he is reeling us in. So, at this point, many of you, we've been to these festivals and we make pledges and we do so many things. So we've come up with a few new plans to help distribute books because, as Gurudev said, he does not want them in cold storage. So we have developed a program called the Regional Distributor Program. And that is the devotees who have heard this challenge, who have taken the bait, and they have agreed to purchase at least 2 cases of every single one of Srila Gurudev's books, and also 2 cases of every one of Srila Prabhupada's authorized and approved books. So we kind of just like to give a little credit to those devotees. Jagmohan, please stand up. So the Venice Beach Temple, and for many, many years, Jagmohan Prabhu and Govinda Dasi have been buying huge quantities of Gurudev's books. But now we're going to have to give bigger and because he is printing them faster than we are distributing them. Also, Jayanta Prabhu, please. Where are you? And, the Bliss Bar Man. He has also bought two cases of every one of Srila Gurudev's books and Srila Prabhupada's books. Do we have any other? San Diego? Oh, yes, he is from San Diego, excuse me. So, and we have eight. No, he's chicken. So, so if you also would like to do that, you can make arrangements with either me or Radhakanta to get those books. And I am today, and I've been doing for, I am guaranteeing that I will go, and I will when Srila Prabhupada was here, I was trained on how to keep the book room clean and neat, how to do an inventory, how to order the books, how to go out and distribute them. So if you just give me a little prasadam and somewhere to use the restroom, I will come and I will help you. Because Srila Prabhupada told us that Krishna would personally teach each devotee how to distribute the books. Because so many devotees have different personalities, different techniques. So everyone can actually distribute books. You don't have to be, you know, some wheeler-dealer like a shyster like me. It only requires a little sincerity, and Krishna actually distributes the books. So for this festival, one of the things we thought we would do, because usually we make all the pledges. So what we're going to do, if devotees would like to make pledges, we'll have you make pledges, and then you can come and see me. And personally, as one of my god sisters said, that we made up a package, and she was like, well, I wanted this, and I wanted this, and I wanted this. So this time, you can just tell us what you want, and our business is to be like a desire tree and simply fulfill your desire for which books you want at which price. So having said that, here we go. We would like to now have devotees stand up and make a pledge, and then make sure you come and see me or Radhakanta to help us get your books and distribute them. Yes?
Yes, do we have a catalog?
Many devotees worked on this catalog. Radhakanta, Bhakti Siddhartha, Atul Krishna, and it is very nice, a little catalog. This catalog will gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger. So here's the list. Jiva Dharma, the complete edition. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srila Pragyan Keshava Goswami's biography. Pinnacle of Devotion. Venu Gita. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Sri Bhajan Rahasya, new title. Origin of Rath Yatra, new title. Sri Brahmasamhita, new title. Gaudiya Gita Gucha, new printing. Sri Manashiksha, Jaiva Dharma Part 1, Secret Truths of the Bhagavatam, Bhakti Tattva Vivedaka, Rays of Hope, Sri Harinam Mahamantra, Happiness in a Fool's Paradise, Controlled by Love, The Butter Thief, Essence of Bhagavad Gita, and Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Book, Volume 1, Krishna Book, Volume 2, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, as it was, and as it shall be. No changes. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, and we have just printed 100,000 Krishna, the reservoir of pleasures, and they will be available to devotees for 10 cents. And perfection of yoga. So that is the list for now that you have to choose from. Srila Gurudev is faster than, he is translating and doing books faster than we can print them, and way faster than we're distributing them. So just as yesterday I made a nice offering to Srila Gurudev, but it was actually all the devotees who did the work, and somehow or another I got to hand it to him. So similarly, you are all doing the work, and I just get up here on the microphone and count the money. So, can we have some pledges here? Oh, nobody's going to pledge. How much? I don't know.
What is it
called? Jairishi. $108. Oh, just one second. We also have a prison program, a college program, a women's party distribution, a Radha Damodar 2 party, and then for those of us who are not sannyasis or brahmacharis and just fallen, we have the Radha Damodar 3 party. We take anybody. He would just like to say one thing about the prison program.
There's a devotee in Knoxville, Tennessee, I believe. I've talked to him a few times, Bhakti Chris Matthews. He has a prison ministry where there's over 800 prisoners around the country who are practicing Krishna consciousness in prison, reading their books, reading Prabhupada's books. And he's in need of donations of books. So they have a letter-writing campaign. There's a group of devotees that write letters to these inmates, and sometimes devotees also go and do programs in the prisons. So if you're interested in that, in doing programs or donating, I'd like to ask you, please come to me on the Sita Prabhu at the book table. If you can give, if you don't want to distribute books yourself, sometimes devotees are very busy in their jobs or whatever, and they find it difficult to distribute books. You can donate $100, $50, $200, whatever you like. If we can raise perhaps $1,000 at the festival and send him one nice pallet of books to give to all these 800 prisoners, they would very much appreciate it. So I'd like to request all of your help on that program.
Thank you. Well, you go. I've also been requested, so we don't take too much time, and some devotees sometimes feel a little embarrassed to stand up and make a pledge. We'll be there at the book table, and you can come and you can ask us how you can distribute books in your area and work with the regional distributors, work with the prison program. And also, just some new things are coming. Bhakti Sar Maharaj has worked on Srila Gurudev DVDs, professional quality. And we're making a plan for some professional CDs, audio quality. I just want to say one thing.
These DVDs, if anyone wants, we're starting to go to the different public access television stations in all the cities in North America. We're starting in Tucson. And they give free time. You can have an hour every week. If you go there, talk to the local manager in your city or town. We'll provide you a brand new show every week of Gurudev's touring. And once you get, and you can put your own trailer on the end. They'll either do it at the station for you with your name, your phone number, your local address. If they want to order books, you can direct most of the internet. It's another good way to meet people in your area and get them to buy books. If they see and hear Gurudev on TV, they will want to buy the books. Hare Krishna.
So we'll just line this up, and if you want to donate books for any idea you have, especially there is a Gurukula traveling party. So thank you very much. Radhakanta wants to make one last announcement. Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada's book distribution key! Go, Premanandi!
We are having a program in San Francisco this year. So it's been a couple years since we've had a major 3-4 day festival. I'd like to invite everyone to please come after Badger. So from here on Tuesday morning, the party is going to Badger for a 12-day, I believe. 9-day or 12-day? 9 days. 8-9-day festival. And then Memorial Day weekend, which most people have off from work and from school, we have a 4-day festival starting on Thursday afternoon through Monday afternoon in San Francisco. There's a wonderful retreat center in a very quiet, beautiful residential area with rolling hills. And all the devotees, at least 140, 150 devotees, can stay right in the center. There are also hotels nearby. We have a flyer at the book table. Everyone's please invited to take one to come. And I'm sorry for the late announcement and getting on the internet and everything. A lot of devotees don't know about this, so I wanted to make sure you all know here. For Badger, please bring warm clothing. It may be very cold at the night this time of year. Also, Subal Sakha Prabhu, if you could stand up. Subal Sakaprabhu is the guest relations manager for receiving guests for the San Francisco program. So anyone who wants to register, it's $80 for the whole festival, not $80 a day. Okay? It's only $20 a day, $80 for the whole festival. They can register with him and prepay. We expect about 200 devotees. There's only 140 rooms, so please register right away. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo. My humble Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Sudha Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Pad Krishna Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Yesterday and deep before yesterday,
morning,
we glorified Bhakti. And I told you that I want that. You should know what is really bhakti. But also, I want that we should do it from beginning. Rupa Goswami has told, Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. We have glorified Shraddha. What is Shraddha? How it began, and what is the fruit of this Shraddha? In every respect, yesterday we told about Shraddha. But I also told that really the tendency of to serve Krishna is the root of, is the seed of all Shraddha or Bhakti or anything. And we also discussed that Shraddha are of two kinds, worldly Shraddha and transcendental Shraddha. Also transcendental Shraddha is of two kinds. One by what?
Regulative.
And other is by
spontaneous.
What is a spontaneous? Oh, that is a transcendental Shraddha. Coming by hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna, a greed comes. And that is called what Shraddha?
Lobhmai
Shraddha. This is the best thing. But how it will come? Oh, without Krishna mercy and Vaishnava mercy or Gurudev mercy, it will not come. But we should also know that Krishna mercy comes through Vaishnava mercy. So, what is Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha? We should know. And how to do? Sangha means Sangha. Sanskrit word. Samyak rupena gamanam. That is to follow in all respect. And that has been told in Gita too. That tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadechantitya jnanam jnanina tattva darshita. You will have to go to high class of associates, qualified Vaishnavas. And then you will have to do pranam dandavat. I must obey you. Serving them, pleasing them in all respect. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasna seva. Three. You will have to do first surrender yourself, that I must obey. Secondly, pariprasna, that you will have to very humbly ask questions and they will reconcile everything. And third, sevaya, you will have to serve them, to please them. So without this you cannot have. Everywhere in Shastra has been told. And there are so many examples. So sadhu sangha, sarva shastreka. Everywhere the glorification of sadhu sangha you can see. Everywhere. Without sangha, oh, you cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. That will be karma. If you are doing yourself by your intelligence anything, oh, really it is karma, not bhakti. There are so many kinds of bhakti. Sarva-siddha bhakti. Then sangha-siddha bhakti. Arop-siddha bhakti. Fruitful bhakti. So, except Sarva Siddha Bhakti, all are what?
Not pure.
They cannot give in thousands and millions of births pure bhakti. They cannot. So they are called worldly bhakti or anything. Mixture of bhakti. Of karma and jnana. So we should avoid all this and try to come in
proper prospect.
To know what is sarupa, sarup siddha bhakti. So what is that? Oh, you can define in short. Yes, three. In a very short sense. Yeah, very, not so. You should try to understand. And if you want to ask any question, we will welcome you.
Om Gananda Gananda Salaka Chakshu Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words to clarify the subject regarding discrimination in the field of bhakti. To discriminate very carefully between Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Arop Siddha Bhakti. So, many devotees may not be familiar with these terms. I'll try to clarify them one by one. When we discuss Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Arop Siddha Bhakti, first of all, it is essential to define Swarup Siddha Bhakti first. Then the other things can be easily understood. Swarup Siddha Bhakti means those activities or endeavors which are in and of themselves fully composed of the angas of Shuddha Bhakti, such as 64 angas mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, beginning with Guru Padashraya, Diksha, Guru Rasevan, Saddhama Krita Shiksha, Sabhi Marganugaman, like this is told, 64. Those 64 are summarized by Sri Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Achanam, Vadanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These angas of bhakti are called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Again, among these angas of bhakti, five are extremely powerful. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vasa Srimutira Sadhya Sevan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself explained In other words, the association of sadhus, Bhagavat Sravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of sadhus, and kirtan, performing Nam Sankirtanam in the association of a sadhu, and Maturavas, living in the holy place in the association of a sadhu. Sadhu Sangha is common to all. And finally, Shimoteya Shadaya Sevan, serving Thakurji, Sri Vigraha, the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under the guidance of sadhu. So these five are very powerful. And among five, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering, are very important. And among all, Taramadya Sarva Shesta Nama Sankirtan, Nirapara Nam Lele Pai Praying Dhan. The Nam Sankirtanam is the most powerful of all types of pure bhakti. So if a person is engaging himself under the guidance, continually, and under the guidance of a bona fide Vaishnava, a Sadhguru, then the activity is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Now, we come to Arop Siddha Bhakti. The word Arop means to superimpose. So, I'll try to explain in such a way that you cannot forget for your whole life. That is, you know that if you see in the dark a snake, it looks like a snake. But actually when you get close, you see that it was not a snake, it was a piece of rope. So actually, what was it? It was a rope. But what did you do? You did a rope. That means you superimposed the idea of a snake onto the rope. So you did a rope. So arop siddha bhakti, the word arop means to superimpose. In other words, the activity that you are doing is not included among the 64 angas of bhakti, among the 9 angas of bhakti, among the 5 most powerful angas of bhakti, or 3, or it is not Nam Sankirtanam, the most powerful. It's not among any of them. Yet, you are feeling in your mind, oh, this activity, I'm doing this for Krishna, I'm doing this for Guru, I'm doing this for Vaishnavas. And therefore, in my opinion, it's bhakti. It must be pure bhakti. Why? Because I'm doing it for them. And that's bhakti? No, this idea is wrong. When we perform an activity outside of the realm of the angas of bhakti, and then we superimpose the conception of bhakti upon it, this is called arop siddha bhakti. For example, one may say, I want to establish a farming community for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we cannot see anywhere Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, farming. It's not written anywhere. One may think, I want to open an incense factory, or a gurukul, or even the building, construction, is not listed among the angas of bhakti. Even book distribution, not directly among the angas of bhakti. So all of these kinds of processes, the guru engages the disciples in these activities to take their energy, and because they're doing this as an offering for a pure Vaishnava, they develop so much sukriti. And from this sukriti will lead them into sadhu sangha, more and more association with high class Vaishnavas, until they develop a taste for the pure activities of becoming deeply absorbed in Swarup Siddha Bhakti in the form of hearing, chanting, and remembering, and other angas. This Swarup Siddha Bhakti gives direct realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this, the Nitya Siddha Bhav, or one's eternally dormant, innate, transcendental, loving relationship, all the specialities of the soul's internal qualities and moods manifest by the engagement in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But doing Arop Siddha Bhakti for thousands of years, never, never, and never will one come to understand his Swarup or eternal identity and begin to engage in the Uttama Bhakti, transcendental loving service of Krishna, as Mother Yashoda is doing every day, as Subal, Sridhar, Madhu, and all the friends of Krishna are doing every day, as Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, as the gopis are doing every day. This is actually the Uttama Bhakti. So one will have to come in the line of Swarup Siddha Bhakti to realize these things. And if you mistake Arop Siddha Bhakti for Swarup Siddha Bhakti,
It can be a great calamity. Why? On the one hand, by Arup Siddha Bhakti, he makes Sukriti. But if he will mistake this for Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then he may become proud. He may think that, oh, I have done so much service. I have collected so much money. I have constructed so many temples. I have opened so many farming communities and established so many Varnashram Dharma social regulations and orders. He may think like this. But what is this person, this lazy person, what is he doing? Sitting there chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all day? He's not doing anything. But that person who is absorbed in Swarup Siddha Bhakti, in his heart, oh, he is serving Radha and Krishna. And by the power of his bhajan, he's affecting and changing the hearts of so many jivas and turning them towards the service of Krishna in a pure way, giving up all bhogriti, all tendencies for material enjoyment, and name and fame and happiness in the mundane plane. So if a person doing Arup Siddha Bhakti thinks, I am doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then he may become proud and think, I have done so many things, and not give proper respect to those who are actually absorbed in completely pure Shuddha Bhakti, Uttam Bhakti, transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. And by not respecting them, he can commit offense, and then he will gradually lose all interest in devotional service. And we have seen many examples of this. So we have discussed, first of all, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then Arup Siddha Bhakti, the superimposition of the idea of bhakti upon those things which are not actually among the angas of devotional service. Now we come to the third category. We know that in the society of devotees around the world, this Arup Siddha Bhakti was very prominent at a certain time. And it was taken to be pure bhakti. It was seen that who could distribute the most books or collect the most money was the most pure. But after a few years, everyone wised up to that and discovered that actually that's not true. So that yuga, the Arup Siddha Bhakti yuga, is over. But be very careful now, because the Sangha Siddha Bhakti yuga has come. Sangha Siddha Bhakti. So for this reason, Srila Gurudev is coming to the West and traveling all over the world to empower the devotees with the discrimination whereby they can avoid all the obstacles and come into the line of pure bhakti, which gives very quickly purification and real self-realization and pure devotion. So the third category, Sangha Siddha Bhakti. The word Sangha means associated with bhakti. In other words, we know from Shastra that Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarva guna istatra samasate sura. That if someone will practice devotional service, then all of the qualities of the demigods will appear in that person. And those qualities have been defined among 26 qualities of a Vaishnav. To be kripalu, to be very compassionate to others, to be the friend of all living entities, to be the very, very learned daksha, to be expert, to be silent, to be very humble. So there are many qualities which appear in the personality of a pure devotee. So someone thinks, oh, wait a minute, pure devotees are humble, pure devotees are gambhir, they are grave, they are silent, they are expert. So if I'll cultivate all of these qualities, then I'll be a pure devotee. But actually, this is putting the cart before the horse. The horse should go first and the cart will follow. So similarly, if someone will practice Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then all of these qualities will follow that person. They'll chase behind that person with folded hands, how can I serve you? On the other hand, a person who's chasing behind those qualities will not get pure devotion. So now, the age has come where preaching is going on in such a way. If you want to follow pure bhakti, then try to be expert in singing, writing, try to be very, very humble, be the friend of all living entities, and cultivate these qualities, and it will be pure bhakti. But it will not be pure bhakti. It will only be cultivation of sattvic, or qualities in the mode of goodness. So these qualities are not necessarily glorious. Why? Because they may be present in the character of an atheist, in the character of a Buddhist. There are so many Buddhists and atheists and others who also cultivate these qualities, yet they have no idea or conception of what it means to be 100% offer one's heart at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and be dedicated to serving them. through the limbs of bhakti. Therefore, Sangha Siddha Bhakti is called, that means the cultivation of qualities which are associated with bhakti. This is actually not the path of pure devotion. So, if a person, it seems that all the devotees around the world, they're practicing perhaps some Swarup Siddha Bhakti, and maybe so much Arup Siddha Bhakti, and so much Sangha Siddha Bhakti. So, whichever practice is prominent in their life, they will be in that category. Because everyone is chanting perhaps at least 16 rounds every day, this is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But if predominantly in your life, one is only trying to cultivate the qualities, or predominantly in his life, he's just collecting money, or making a farming community, or something, then it's considered that that person is practicing the Arup Siddha Bhakti. So in the beginning, one is bound to do these things, but gradually, under the guidance of Guru, we should gradually reduce the Sangha Siddha Bhakti and Arup Siddha Bhakti, not by factually trying to reduce, but rather by increasing the amount of time that we spend being absorbed in Swarup Siddha Bhakti, the actual angas, hearing, chanting, and remembering, and thereby, by when this Swarup Siddha Bhakti is prominent, not prominent only, but all-pervading, continuous, and unbroken, then it is called Uttama Bhakti, or transcendental devotional service, whereby we can attain the goal of our life, which is Krishna praying.
Question? What? Oh, let me first hear me and then question. Oh, you should carefully hear. He explained nine kind of bhakti, Swarup Siddha. Then five. Then three. And then he... Like one Harinam Sankirtan. Is Guru Vishambhenu Guru Seva or Guru Seva in the list of these nine, six, five, or?
Three or one?
In 64
is there.
No, but prominent are nine. Where it is? So, but we will have to think this point. But why? Because without accepting Guru and Vishambhenu Guru Seva, without serving him, Vishambha means?
Intimately.
You cannot know what is bhakti. Who is Krishna? So first this is pure bhakti, Swarup Siddha bhakti, to serve Guru. What has been ten? There are prominent bhakti. So we should consider like this. Also, what is Sangha Siddha, you should know. Here there are so many devotees, pure devotees. But it may be that here there are so many those who have no at all bhakti. They have come in beginning. They want, but still they are not practicing bhakti. But outsider will tell, oh, group of devotees have come here. They cannot differentiate. So that person, even who is against bhakti, even, but sitting with
associates.
Then he will be called what? Oh, devotee. But if he will sit anywhere else, then he will not be recognized as devotee. This is called Sangha Siddha. But it has been told also in Shastra. Okay, Aji? Jo koi bhi karma Bhagwan ke. Na. जो भी कुछ भगवान के लिए किया जाए वो भक्ति है इसी पुराण का है आई डोंट रिमेम्बर दैट व्हाट यू आर डूइंग ओ यू आर डूइंग टू प्लीज कृष्णा Like if you are brooming in the temple, is it in 29, 4, 9, or 5 or in 1 to broom? What is this then? So this is pure bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti, though it has been not written. So laukiki, vaidiki, vapi jatriya kriyate mune, hari seva nukulyava. Laukiki means, what is the meaning? What is the meaning? Laukiki, vaidiki, you know? लौकिकी वैदिकी वाप क्रिया जाक्रियते मुने हरि सेवा अनुकुल्य वसा कार्य ओ श्याम रानी यू डोंट नो माधव महाराज
हरे कृष्ण. सो वी आर श्रीमद् रूप गोस्वामी पाद हैज एक्सप्लेन दिस श्लोक इन हिज भक्त गोस्वामी सिंधु लौकिकी वैदिकी वापी जाक्रिया क्रियते मुने Hari Sevanu Kulaiva Sakarja Bhakti Michata. Loki means for this material world, which you are being for this material world to maintain your life, or your maintain your relative, or to make relation with your friends and relative, is our Loki ki karma, or material, or worldly karma. Loki ki Vaidiki. Vaidiki means which mentioned in Veda. Like, we have heard from Srila Gurudev, when Lord Ramchandra went to exile for 14 years, then he went to Agastya Rishi's ashram. One day he saw one aeroplane came down from the heavenly planet and went to a bank of a pond. And he came down from that pond and there is a dead body. He cut that dead body and keeps some flesh from that. Then Srila Ramchandra, Marjala Prasad Ramga asked to Agastya Rishi, what is that? Then Agastya Rishi told that if someone will respect or serve their parents, if they will go to heavenly planet, they could not drink their nectar or they have to come down and then take place from their own dead body. So hearing this, oh, it is mentioned in Veda, if we not serve my parents or not respect my parents, then I have to eat my own flesh. So I have to respect Veda. So it is mentioned in God, so I have to do this. This is Vaidiki karma. Or for maintaining social life, so many things is explained in Veda. So I have to do that. So Vaidiki bhapi. Jakriya kriyate mune. Muni means mananchil, who is remembering everything by his mind. What they are doing, if that karma, if that service is Hari Sevanu Kulaiva, is favorable to Hari Seva, then bhakti. If it is not favorable of bhakti, not favorable of Hari Seva, is never in bhakti. If favorable, then bhakti. And who is Hari? Hari is two types. One is Asai, another Visai. Who is Visai? Then you have to know, Aisarjasra, Samadrasra, Viriyasra, Jasasra, Sriya, Gyana Vairagya, Sri Vasa, Karja, Gyana Vairagya, Samnang Vaidingana. We have these six opulence. They are called Vishaya Bhagavan. Everybody knows this, so I don't want to go in details. And Asaya Bhagavan, Krishna Bhakte, Krishna Gun Sakali Sanchale. In devotee of Krishna, all infused Krishna's quality. So Krishna has six quality. The must six quality within is Asaya Bhagavan. What are those six qualities? Bhakti Vidyam Abhidyamsya Bhutanam Agatim Gatim Utpatti Pralasteva Savaccho Bhagavaniti. Bhakti Vidyam Abhidyamsya. Bhakti means to know. Who know what? Vidyam Abhidyamsya. Vidya means Savidya Atan Matirya, by which we can know Krishna and his service. Abhidya to forget Krishna. Who knows completely Bhakti Vidyam Abhidyamsya and Bhutanam Agatim Gatim? Who knows the good destination and bad destination of living entity? Moreover, utpatti pralayasyaiva, by which bhakti will manifest in our heart and by which bhakti will destroy from our heart, like Vaishnava Parayana and others. Who knows this? They are called Savaccho Bhagavan India, Asya Bhagavan means Hari. So two types of Hari. If the service will be favorable for two types of body, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not. Hare Krishna.
Once Krishna with his all friends, they entered in a gopi house and he was stealing butter. And Krishna was caught red-handed by that gopi. And that gopi brought Krishna red-handed to Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda became very angry. If he is so naughty in this very childhood age, then what he will do? He will be dacoit or anything. So I must punish him. And then he took a stick, binded her, Krishna, and began to chastise. Should I beat you? And Krishna, bitterly weeping, Mother, 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 save me. What is this? To make weep, Krishna is bhakti? Or not? Is it in 64 kinds of bhakti? Or where is this? But really, this is bhakti. Favorable for bhakti. It has been done to for Krishna that he should be happy in his whole life. He should not be a thief or anything.
Good character.
Good character. So anything, even from outside, it seems that it is not bhakti, but if favorable, then it will be bhakti. Once Krishna did something wrong, and Lalita, Vishakha, all the gopis, they arrested her, Krishna, and they took to the king of queen of Braja, and they told that you should ask for forgiveness, and you should do pranam by sastanga. And then, he was bound to do, because there were so many gopis. And then, what Radhika did, he kept her feet on the Lord's head of Krishna. I am excused. What is this? Is it 64 kinds of bhakti? Then what is this? This is the highest class of bhakti. Krishna may weep, but he will be happy. So much. So, we should know all these things. Then bhakti may come. Otherwise, by outside you cannot know. What your question? First you.
I have a couple of questions for you. But the first one is regarding what you just told. You're asking, in what category is this action of Srimati Radharani putting her lotus feet on Krishna's lotus head? But I'm wondering, can we not include that in the category of Atmanivedanam? Because in Atmanivedanam, one of the nine Navavida Bhakti is Atmanivedanam. So if a bhakta has given his full atma to Krishna, then any action that he does is pure bhakti. So can it not be included in that category, Atmanivedanam?
What? You should clarify. What is question?
Bhujapad Bhaktivedanta Padmanabh Maharaj is raising the question, if Radhika is keeping her feet on Krishna's head, then because she has done Atmanivedan, she's given her whole Atma to Krishna, then whatever she does, will it be included within this Atmanivedan? This is a question.
There is no question of Atmanivedan. No question of surrendering. Krishna may surrender to Radhika. Why Radhika should surrender? Okay. I wanted to speak about this.
When a devotee go to book distribution center, he take book of this is in contents Vasanta Panchami, the disappearance day of Das Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur. They have to explain something. They have to keep them.
Even
Mahaprabhu is...
If he had explained so much, then it would take 2, 3, 4 hours. So he did in very short. I ordered him to tell some thought.
Yes, so what you need to mention?
I will explain.
Srimad Mahaprabhu, with Krishna, taking the complex of Srimati Radhika, he ordered to his devotee when he went to South India and brought Kurma Purana and Brahma Sangita. He ordered to everyone
no.
to make it copy and read it.
According to my order, he wanted to obey me. So he told, and he left something remnant for you and for me. Very good. So, what more? Oh, what subject he told?
Book
distributing. Oh. If book distribution is done for benefit his own, that I will sell books, I will distribute books and money will come, some profit I will have. And remittance I will remit.
I will be number one.
Then it is not bhakti. But if thinking that they should have this book and they should read thoroughly, go deeply, understand what is bhakti in Brahma Sanghita, in
any book.
He brought from
Purna Puran.
No.
One page and Brahma Sanghita.
Are what?
Mahaprabhu,
Krishna Karnam. He brought two books. And he told that he used to make it.
Kantaha.
Necklace of yours. Why? Because there are so many siddhant. Without knowing you, all these things, you cannot enter in bhakti. So book distribution for these things by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To please Guru and to please Krishna, then it is real bhakti. Otherwise not. So you should be careful about this. To please my Gurudev and to please Krishna, that all should know what is written in Jaiva Dharma. Top to bottom, everything it includes. How you can develop your bhakti from beginning? If you want to read one book only, then you will have to read Jaiva Dharma by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. From Gita, beginning Sharanagati, and up to Mahabhava, and everything has been explained in that book. So you must read and follow that. So book distribution is essential. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done himself. So we should follow. But always be careful. It should not be Sangha Siddha. It should not go in Arup Siddha. Now we should come to our subject. Now we know that without Sadhu Sangha, bhakti cannot be. So it will come from Sadhu Sangha. But what is Sadhu Sangha? You should explain something. You. What is Sadhu Sangha?
Om Ajnana Tumidamadhasya Ajnana Nijana Shilakaya Chakshurvindam Hitam Yena Tasmai Shri
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain something about what is Sadhu Sangha. So it's been told by Shripad Arami Maharaj, Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan. He quoted this shloka, which tells that amongst all the processes of bhakti, these five are the most essential. And he also pointed out that within these five, it becomes possible to perform them through Sadhu Sangha. Because if one is trying to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, who is he going to hear it from? He has to hear it from the lips of a realized soul. Just like Krishna is saying, upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinam. A sadhu, he has to be of this quality, that he has realization. Tattva jnanartam sa guru eva vigaschet samitpani shrotriyam brahma nishtam. The guru has to have certain qualities, certain qualifications, that he has completely realized the conclusion of all Vedic knowledge. He has shrotriyam, he has heard through disciplic succession the transcendental truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has also realized these truths. He has a transcendental realization, not only theoretical knowledge, he has vijnan. And also, he must exhibit the qualification of complete detachment from anything material within this world. So, such a sadhu, such a personality, who is a tattvadarshi, who actually sees the absolute truth, he is qualified to hear from, and by hearing from such a personality, one's heart becomes cleansed. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is telling, Nashtam praeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavatam sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So, here it is telling that there must be constant nityam bhagavata sevaya. A person who wants to understand this absolute truth, he has to approach the sadhu, he has to approach the guru, with the mood of complete submission, pranipat, as Gurudev was describing from the shloka from the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. First there must be surrender to the lotus feet of this personality, pranipat. And in that surrendered mood, then when he is listening submissively to that personality, then he can perform pariprashna. He can actually inquire submissively from him, as we are attempting to do here in the presence of our Gurudev. And in addition to this, there must be the mood of seva, sevaya. One must desire to please that personality, to follow his instruction, and to render service unto him. When this qualification is there, then one can associate with such personality. So this is called nityam bhagavata sevaya. When one is constantly absorbed in this way, 24 hours daily, nityam, not just occasionally, now and then, but he is fully absorbed and fully surrendered at the lotus feet of the person Bhagavat, the Bhakta Bhagavat, then that transcendental knowledge can become imparted within his heart. So there are two types of Bhagavat, the Granta Bhagavat, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the direct incarnation in sound vibration of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And there is the Bhakta Bhagavat. The Bhakta Bhagavat is actually the manifestation of the complete teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He has realized these truths, and he is completely absorbed in the eternal service of his Ishtadev, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So, the book Bhagavat must be heard from the lips of the person Bhagavat. Therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, Srimad Bhagavatartanam Asvadu Rasikai Saha, that one should taste the meaning. Asvadu means to taste. He should taste the meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the artam of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by hearing in the association of Rasik Vaishnava. And a Rasik Vaishnava, he must be someone in whom
The transcendental, spontaneous love and devotion for Krishna has arisen within his heart. He has realized his transcendental swarup, his eternal relationship with Krishna. And he is 24 hours daily completely absorbed in meditating and relishing and tasting the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Just like we pray every morning in Sri Guru Vashtakam, Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurja Leela Guna Rupa Namna Pratikshana Svadanalo Lupasya Bande Guru Sri Charanarvinda. So Sri Gurudev is in this category, that at every moment, pratikshana, asvadana, lolupasya, he is desiring and completely absorbed in relishing and tasting the eternal pastimes, names, forms, qualities of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Radha and Krishna, in brunch with their eternal associates. So this kind of personality is very, very rare in this world. And if someone gets the opportunity to associate and hear from such a person, what will the effect be? Nashta praishu abhadreshu. All of the abhadras, all of the anartas, materialistic desires and attachments, they will become removed, eliminated from his heart. And bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. He will come to the level of nishta, that means completely fixed, not wavering in his service to the Lord, and he will be constantly absorbed 24 hours daily in serving the Supreme Lord. So by this process, the sadhu sangha, then one can actually attain devotion for Krishna. Without sadhu sangha, it is absolutely impossible. So therefore in the shastras, it is declared very loudly, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Even if somebody gets a tiny opportunity to associate in the proper frame of mind with a pure sadhu, then sarva siddhi hoy, all perfection and pure devotion can come to that person. So sadhu sangha is the most essential thing for the jiva soul, conditioned soul within this world. And if one has this opportunity, it has come by his great good fortune and the mercy of Krishna.
Oh, Srila Sanatana Goswami has told one thing, that there was a boy. He was born in Govardhan. No? In a family of Brahmin. Anyhow, he had done so many things in his past lives. So to help this boy, Srimati Radhika sent his associates as a guru for him. And he descended. And he began to explain him what is bhakti from beginning. And helping him. He gave him mantra of Gopal mantra. But when he began to explain and he became faint. So he could not
explain.
But anyhow he began to do. By doing so, it was wonder that all he desired for worldly things, very soon it went on. He went to Puri for bhakti. And he saw that on the bank of ocean, his guru was waiting for him. But again, he wanted to tell something and he became faint. And he could not find his Gurudev. Thus, he was helping his Gurudev. And giving some, separation mood in him. In the end, he explained him gopi, love and everything. Sakharas, Basalaras and beloved mood. He knew everything. He became expert in all thoughts. But there was something lacking. What? He could not live for Krishna. No realization. You can hear all these things. But how you can keep weep for Krishna loudly? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami, like others. How? Oh. Only by the mercy of your Gurudev, you can, if the Gurudev is so bona fide, then realized. He wanted to be, he wanted to serve Krishna, but he could not do it. Then, the Guru, which was sent by Radhika, he kept his hand on his head. And you should be, what?
Realize
all these things. And all moods should come in you. And at once he saw, he began to weep loudly and singing and what, heart melting. And he saw that he is not there. Where he is? At once he went to Goloka Vrindavan. And he saw that Krishna is doing cowherd with his cowherd voice and singing on flute, and he at once went there and he became overwhelmed and he became what?
Associate of his friend.
He became senseless, and then Krishna
embraced him
and then he had the service of Krishna. So Mani, this is called Sadhu Sangha. Say, Guru must be expert and realize, then he can do, my blessings on your head. Oh, this is really Sadhu Sangha. Gaur Prama. Tomorrow you should sing Braj Kirtan.
Festival fee onak dayni ra jalta announce kore dite bolchi. Festival fee onak dayni ta announce kore dite bolchi. Festival fee Govinda
sir. Nothing to announce. I know that the devotee is very intelligent, over intelligent. They know that we are going there. There is some expenses, so they must give themselves. Why they will be indebted? So. I will have not to announce that anyone, those who have not paid for festival fee, they will himself. I think that tomorrow you will hear that all have paid. Gaur Premananda.
Good morning, Prabhupada. Good morning, tomorrow is our last day here, and the devotees who have requested for initiation, who are not able to come to Badger, tomorrow morning, please come at 10:30 to our center at Venice. And also, make sure if anyone is recommending you, either Jagannath Prabhu or other senior devotees who are familiar with you. 10:30 at the center, 111 Dudley Avenue.
Daddy. Daddy, you're going to call yourself.